like that movie? Yeah. We don't want to take up too much time, but we are going to take some questions from the audience if you like. So I wanted to do this program with someone who knows more about film and how films are made and the people who make them than anybody that I know, that I've ever met. Someone who I talk to about film all the time. I think that the audience is divided into two groups. Those people who were moved and or horrified by much of what they saw. And about five of us over here that laughed quite a bit at what we saw. And the lines. Michael Horder, and we're going to talk about that, as the narrator, the great English actor Michael Horder. But please help me welcome the great screenwriter and film director James Toback.
They don't have any tables here in Savannah. Anyway, I wanted to say, Jack, are you okay over there, buddy? Jackson? How was the movie, Jackson? Did you like it?
Is Jackson awake?
He's awake. Okay, thumbs up, Jackson. I wanted to begin by asking you, we talked about, first your introduction as a cinephile and someone who loves films. What was your first experience seeing Kubrick's films?
In the space of maybe 6 months, I saw both Paths of Glory and Spartacus, and they immediately zoomed to the top of my list of loved films, which I was to see over and over and over again. To me, the test of greatness in a movie is not just the eagerness, but the urgency with which one greets a reviewing and another reviewing and another reviewing of movies. And there may be 25 movies in the history of film that I can't turn off if I'm channel surfing, wherever I am. It doesn't matter, that's the rest of the hour or hour and a half. I can't. Spartacus is probably into triple figures now. I'd say 110 viewings, and Paths of Glory probably 40, only because it's shown less frequently. But that was it. Those two connected me to Kubrick so deeply, and I must say to Kirk Douglas too, who really started Kubrick. It was Kirk Douglas was who knows
who championed him. No pun intended. Yeah.
Absolutely, he may never have become what he became without Douglas's.
Because in Spartacus, as many people know in this room, I'm assuming we're talking to people who don't know. The original director was
Anthony Mann, and the original editor was Bob Lawrence, who was my editor on Fingers and Exposed, and he told me some great what Mickey Cohen used to call anecdotes about Kubrick and working with him. And I got to give you one, which has to do with Spartacus, just to sort of because by the way, we mentioned about five people laughing.